Well, we've been having some great conversations with Dr. Pearl over the past 2 weeks, talking about the life, the death, crucifixion.
Yeah, the crucifixion, the death
and the resurrection of Christ. And really just bringing it back home and applying that to our own lives as well. Dr. Pearl, welcome back again.
Thanks, C. And a big hello, shout out to our listeners out there. Thank you again for always engaging with us interactively and letting us know what you enjoy and you know, stuff that's touching you out there. Keep it coming.
But
we've been talking about this time, you know, it's a time where we've been celebrating the crucifixion, the death and the resurrection of Christ. And I've just been kind of wanting to challenge us as believers to apply, you know, be very thoughtful and purposeful and intentional about what does the crucifixion mean? And of course, in the first part, we talked about what things need to be crucified in our own lives. And the last series, we talked about what things need to die in our own lives, because Christ, what he did, dying and resurrecting, is symbolic of what we must do as believers when we come to him, is the old man dies and the new man now resurrects and comes out. So what part of our personality, our character, our behaviors, our conduct, our habits need to die so that we can become that new creature? And today we're going to be talking about the resurrection. And, you know, part of the reason why I started this series is because, you know, we can get a little bit derailed sometimes and, you know, think that this season is about chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs. And we forget actually
pickled fish.
Yeah. That's a certain, some of our communities, the pickled fish is top priority right now. I came back from Boxburg and I found out that their thing is Guuk sisters, and they say theirs are different from everybody's. The level 5 Guuk sisters, and they said theirs are distinct because they have coconut and cinnamon on them. So, yeah, your pickled fish may be a level 5 pickled fish out there, but hey, honey, the breaking news is it's not all about the pickled fish. It's not about all about the pickled fish, not even the hot cross buns or whatever it is that you're into. And so this time we just want to talk really about resurrection. And that's the great news about all of this. You know, we go through Good Friday, we go through all of that, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday, we call it, in terms of those names, the terminology, whatever names you use. But the resurrection is what we're talking about today. And there was this song I always used to love to sing. And in fact, I learned it from Reinhard Bonnke's Crusades. He used to say, under my feet, now my victory is complete. And then it would talk about Jesus made a show of principalities. And then it talks about how he brought our victory. So, of course, the resurrection represents that victory. And today the question I want to have, because this 3-part series has really been about conducting a self inventory on yourself so that we can learn from the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Christ to say, let's not just think it's a time of holiday and a time of eating more, but what lessons can I learn from all of this? And as I said, we're focusing on the resurrection aspect today. And today, as we're conducting our personal inventories, my question, therefore, to you is to say, what is it in your life that needs to be resurrected? Because even though we talked about death last time and we spoke about how some things needed to die, today I also want to say that there may be also some things in our lives that may have died which actually need to be resurrected. They need to be resurrected in our lives. Because it's not everything that dies. There's some things that need to die. Old habits, you know, sinful habits, things like that. But then there are also things that have died that were not supposed to have died. And so even as we think about the resurrection, that's what I want us to think about and pause and reflect on. Are there things in our lives that have died that need to be resurrected? And so that can be the focus of our minds in this time, so that we can actually have focused prayers and pray and say, Lord, this thing died. And it could be, let's start with relationships, first of all. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your marriage and you feel like your marriage has died. And I want to send hope out to somebody out there that, you know, Jesus is the hope of glory. Yeah. And especially if you haven't signed those divorce papers yet, think of the resurrection of Yeshua. As a couple, I would like to encourage you to say that, you know, it ain't over yet. And it could have died. It may be you're no longer talking to each other. You're not communicating nicely. But there still is the possibility of resurrection. Your marriage can still resurrect, as bad as it looks. And so take time out to think about the possibility of your marriage resurrecting, because God is able to do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above our every hope, our every expectation, our imagination. So even as we reflect on resurrection, if you're out there and you feel all hope is lost as an individual or as a couple for your marriage, think about that. Go back and reflect on your dating days. Yeah. Do you remember when you were still dating and how your heart still used to flutter, you know, and he would call or she would call, etc.? Go back and think about that and reflect on that, on how you used to feel when you were still just courtship. In that time of courtship, and start to reflect on the good things. You know, when one of the things I do when I'm counseling married couple is I usually get them to write down, I give them a homework exercise and I say, go back and write 10 things that you love about this person. You know, and many of them are so angry at the other person that it takes a while. I must tell you, it takes a while. But I tell them, you can't come back. You're not allowed to come back and see me until you give me 10 things that you love about this person. And they go back and reflect. And I'm telling you, it's such a powerful exercise because it makes them remember. We get so focused on the evil and the bad person you are that there's no room to remember that. Listen, there's a reason why you joined in marriage with this person. So yeah, I would encourage married couple out there, you know, to promote a possibility of resurrecting that marriage. Go back with your spouse, go and write 10 things. If you can't write found 10, start with 5 at least. Start with 5 and write those 5 things and share them with one another. Share them with one another, and that's a nice way of driving the marriage back into a place of possible resurrection. Other relationships, there may be destiny helpers in your life, covenant people that you know you have lost because of a moment of anger. People that you need, God placed in your life as a covenant relationship. Go back and reflect. And, you know, sorry is just, you know, what, 5 letters? S-O-R-R-Y. It's a 5-letter word. It's not that long. You can do it. Come on. You can do it. So, yeah, if you need to apologize, apologize for the sake of a good relationship that you had that was benefiting all of you. Just say that sorry word. It doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to pay for it. And and it may actually bring you a lot of benefit back. And you know you're missing that person. Come on now. Yeah. Unless it was somebody who was toxic and damaging to you and breaking you down and narcissistic and, you know. But if it was somebody you know was a blessing and it was just a temporal moment of anger where you said things that you regretted, maybe it's time to go back and resurrect that relationship. I also want to speak to, in terms of resurrection, ministry. I felt in my heart like there were people who had jumped into ministry and they really had a heart to serve God. They wanted to serve God with everything they wanted. But unfortunately, things didn't go the way that they wanted, you know, for different reasons. Some it was the ministry was broken or the ministry was hijacked or captured. Other people took over the ministry. I know what that feels like, you know, to start something and then somebody comes and interferes with something. And others, it could have been ill preparation. You were not properly prepared and the ministry was not sustainable. For others, it could have been that you started the ministry too early. Yeah, prematurely, exactly, before you were properly processed and it was too early. But you know that God did call you in ministry. And even though the ministry ended up, you know, just closing down, it is possible for God also to resurrect that ministry. So I want to give that message of hope also as we dwell on resurrection. It could also be a resurrection of ministry. And the last item I want to deal with is the issue of finances also.
Chelete.
Mula, yeah. You know, whatever it is. So I want to speak hope also to those who've lost money through bad business deals, through all sorts of things. You know, COVID was not that long ago. A lot of people suffered financially because of COVID. Businesses closed. Businesses went down economically. There are international factors that could be also affecting your business and loss of money. So I also want to encourage you out there that focus on the resurrection of Christ and trust God for the resurrection of your finances and get out of that hole, that misery, that depression out there and trust God to do a miracle. You know, I always encourage myself by the fact that Isaac, I mean, it was famine. It was in the whole middle of a famine. But the Bible says he prospered even in that time of famine.
Amen.
So that's to show that nothing is impossible. The economic climate may not be conducive, but it's possible for your finances to be resurrected. So God richly bless you. We love you. And yes, think about the resurrection. Think about relationships that need to be resurrected. Think whether it's your marriage or your friendships or your mentor-mentee relationship. Think about also resurrection in terms of
ministry
and think also in terms of resurrection over your finances
and your passion for God.
Do
the things you did at first.
Your first love. Yeah. You know, one of the churches got a hiding. What happened to your first love? You know, so just think about that and let your first love be resurrected. When you used to wake up early in the morning, you know, and just pray. And now 5 minutes is too much. No. And you would read the word of God and suck it in. And, you know, you had to be called, get ready for work. And now, where's the first love gone?
Amen.
Make sure it's resurrected.
Dr. Pearl, thank you. See you next week.
Amen.